We're learning Tois Vesyoimi, we Masechis Bava Kame, on page 27, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph. We're learning the second Tois Ves Korak Susi Chayev, which is speaking about damages that are allowed, either against the clothes or against the person. The person who is the victim of the damage seemingly does not protest against damaging him, or he gives even explicit permission to damaging him. Therefore, this is a way to exempt the damager from this. And this starts off very, very interesting. And by the way, how many categories we are speaking about? You can make a damage even against the clothes, even against the body, even against it. You will see one special case against the heart. And the Tosfos is playing around the difference between these levels, especially against heart and body. So what's the difference? So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara starts off really at the end of the Perek, a few lines above. The Omar Rabba said, so he put a burning coal on his heart. He left there. He didn't protest. He could, and he's potter. Yeah, it's like, do you want to die? Yes, I want. It's like he was suicide. The other guy just helped him a little bit. Then a big dog, an Israf Chayev. The same logic doesn't work with clothes. Why? Why? Rashi says, it's not this Rashi. Chayev. Why he didn't remove? Sovar it po inale bedinave porali. Very nice. I will claim against you this damage. Okay, so against killing me, I should protest because there is no way to claim back the damage of my life after I am dead. Okay, but in the case of damaging the clothes, there is a way. So this is the proposed way. Maybe he thinks that this is an easy way to sell his clothes. Maybe he doesn't like this clothes. For example, I don't like this clothes because I have something. It's not clear and not able to clean anymore. Therefore, somebody just burns it. Okay, do it. And later on, I will claim it. And from the money, I could buy, or even with a small amount of additional money, I could buy a nice new t-shirt for myself. So maybe this was the plan. And this, the damager must know. Okay, very nice. This was Rava's teaching, and Rava has a problem with it. It's a special kind of problem that you really did not have to teach it, because we know both from the Mishnayos. And Rabbah and Rava, you know, they are Amoraim. Amoraim are not supposed to teach Mishnayos, they are supposed to teach further things which are not in the Mishnayos, because in their ages it was widely known, all the Mishnayos. So you shouldn't teach something which has no chiddush whatsoever with comparison with the Mishnayos. Yes, and Rabbah says, both we learn from different cases. Omar Rava, where are we? Omar Rava, Travai Hutanine. Both cases that you just teached, we know already. Ali Boy, we know the case that if you kill, then he must protest. Litnan. Kovash Olov Latoicha Oir, Oi Latoicha Moim. So one was, they were fighting, and he was pushing the one, other one to the either to fire or water, which both are lethal if he doesn't protest. But ena yochai la'alois misham umeis chayev. For sure, he was killing him if he was not letting him out of fire or water. Dachpo letoy chayor oy latoy chamayim veyochai la'alois misham. Same case that he could come out, then okay, if he stays, that he was, it was a suicide, then he's potter, then he was not he was not killing him. Yes. Okay, yes, this is the case. This is the case, the same case that you put the burning coal on the heart, you must remove. Very nice. Other thing is that Big Doi, how do we know that when you burn the clothes, he don't have full protest? What does it mean that you don't remove the burning coal? It means that you can rip off my clothes if you want, and then afterwards I will claim the money on you. It says, Diktan, Kra esk susi, Shover esk edi, you can rip my clothes, you can break my vessels. Hayev? Then he's obligated. Almenat liftoir, potur. Yeah, that's it. Of course, he can stipulate, you can rip off my clothes and I will not claim it back. Then it's already potur. Okay, so he's not fooling him. Good. Let's see. Tois fes krak susi hayev teima hefi maise raya. It's not possible to bring from Rava to bring a raya to bring a proof from this Mishnah. Why? Because there is a potential difference between the two cases. So let's review the two cases. One case is putting the burning coal, and the other case is you can do it. What's the difference? Removing a burning coal is not so pashut. It's not so pashut. Maybe the chidush of Rabba. Maybe the chidush of Rabba was that even this is considered as if he say, okay, so let's say we accept. If you say you can rip my clothes, then I can claim it back because I was telling it to you, and so there was nothing complicated here. And in this case, I can claim back the money. But okay, so this case we know that I can claim back the money. But in the other case, where he put the burning coal, then Rabba teaches me that I can claim back the money. But we would have thought that I can not claim back my money. Why? Oh, so far I thought the other direction, sorry. I thought that it's burdensome to remove burning coal. So what does Taisha say? It's seemingly the opposite. Hang on, my Saraya. Dear Mashani Hoche, Shehoi Olai Lehosir Hagacheles Me'al Bigdoi. That he should have removed the gacheles, the burning coal, from his clothes. Is it possible that this is the easier, that you can remove it at any time and therefore you cannot claim it back? Yes, but if you already said that you have the right to remove my clothes, you have to remove the rip off my clothes, you have the right, and then it is not possible already. So okay, so it's a matter of time. It's not a matter of the burden of removing the burden coal. Burning coal, it's really the time. First, I gave you the reshus, I gave you the rights, you can do it anytime, and I cannot remove this of you. Once you started to rip, you put the burning coal on to my clothes, I can remove it anytime. So maybe this is the reason why I cannot claim it back. Okay, so this is the first question. First, it starts off with an introduction. Teidabin de nokat Rabba al big doi chayev miklal the al besorei potur. From the fact Rabba taught al big doi chayev, we know what was the case in Rabba al big doi chayev. This is he can claim back miklal the al besorei potur. We learn. If he puts the burning coal to his body, then he is potter. It's interesting because actually this is what Rabba says about his putting the burning coal to his heart. I don't know still what's difference between putting the burning coal to the heart or putting the burning coal to the flesh. I think maybe putting the burning coal to the heart is lethal, and putting the burning coal to the flesh is just causing damage. And if you let it do, then it is also chayev. Okay, so this is This is clear. Okay, and by the way, yes, if you're potur from causing a damage to any part of the body, it does not follow automatically that even you can kill him if he gives rishus. So now this has three separate layers, big toy, besoroy, boy. And if you know that he's chayev for big toy, then you still don't know, then you know that for besoroy potur, but from this you cannot derive aliboy potur as well, therefore he taught it explicitly. Okay, the hosam the kaman. And there is a similar case later on. Tnan, sime es eini, afilu amenas liftor chayev. Very interesting. This is an even stronger case. It's also a non-fatal damage. It's blinding the eye. You say, you can blind my eye. Then it's similar to beged. It's similar to clothes. You can claim it back. Maybe this is not in accordance with it. Okay, let's see. He said, you can blind my eye and I can reclaim the payment. Yes, you can pay. This is clear. Based on Rashi's rule that after blinding my eye, I will still live and I will still claim back the payment. This was the main thing. And I think this can be applied even to Besorai. Even if putting the burning coal to any other parts of the body without one which can live, the same rule applies. You can claim back. But from the fact that he thought he can claim back only the beged, therefore you know that from other parts he cannot claim back. Very interesting. So now we have the contradiction based on this simple rule. Rabba, you just told us that clothes we can claim back. Therefore, this is the maximal thing that you let us to do. Why don't you allow us even by parts of body? Even though we see, as we see later on, Simeon's ini. I feel I'm a lifter, Hayev. You see, it's where you can claim it back. Not only this, even more. I feel I'm a lifter, Hayev. It's even stronger. I don't know if we really do need this stringency in practice, but it says even if you say I'm a lifter, even in such a case, when you say, No! You can blind me, and by the way, you don't even have to pay. Even so, I can claim back. You can say, oh, sorry, I was kidding. or you can say, I did not had an experience. What does it mean to live without vision? I was never blind. I didn't know what does it mean. It was false premises here. I don't know. I didn't saw the Mishnah over there, but. This is possible that there is a difference here because by the case of Bigdoy, we said Almanas stipulating should work. Okay, by blinding it should not work. But anyway, we have the contradiction between Rabbah and this later Mishnah. Why? Afilu Almanas leftor chayav el akor hachal besorei potur mishum shehoyo leile hosir. Yes, you see here the same principle. Time factor. Later on, you can remove the gacheles. Removing the burning coal, so it's just the opposite what I wanted to say in the beginning. It's not that it's so hard for me to remove the burning coal. It's that I can do it at any later time. I have a time frame to act. And I can remove it. Why is it potur? If you ask Rabbah now, Rabbah, how can you potur? How can you potur? Putting on a part of the body, if you see such a strong Mishnah against the eyes, the answer is, and eyes and body parts, by the way, they are the same. There are things that are very not good things, but you can live without it. I don't know who can live without it, but meaning the psychological factor. But aside, besides from this, in a biological sense, one can live without these things. And not only this, you can even claim it back, claim back the damage payment. So therefore, the real difference here between... So now you see that Rabbah applies this rule of time frame. You had a time frame to remove from your body. Therefore, it must be potur. If you say sime es einai, then it's not so. So now you have sime es einai, which is immediate. And you have kraksusi, you can rip off my clothes, which is also immediate and no time frame, and therefore these cases are chayav. And gacheles is that you have the time frame is potur, because you can remove at any time. Kemoi be'al libay umeis. Kemoi shehoyalai lehasir kemoi be'al libay umeis. Just as the case that he put on his heart and that. I think so far came... this was the introduction. So this was not yet the question. This was just the teda. This was just the background information which you need in order to answer the original question. What was the original question? I don't know if we answered already the original question. The original question was, hey, am I say raya til mashali? Yes. Yes. Taisfes was really strengthening the question. That there is indeed a difference that you already see, that there is difference between having the time factor or not. So Gacheles is a very lenient case, because you can remove it anytime. This is a reason to potter the guy. And this is a big chiddush that he was chayaving, and mechayev, the guy, in comparison with others. So now you have the question even more stronger, and even you can bring proofs to the question. So now let's see the answer. Reish Lomar, the hapshita leide me'al besoro yosir hagecheles u'me'al bigdai loy chayesh. That it is clear for him that from the body he will remove the burning coal u'me'al bigdai loy chayesh v'lo yitzterech la'asui raya. Okay, Al-Besorai was the part that we were trying to bring the proof. Al-Besorai, Yosir HaGacheles, Mi'al Bigdal Lachayesh. So, now we have to think two cases. Here it was important that there is a difference in the time factor, and here it wants to say that there is no importance of the difference of the time factor. The hapshita leidema al besora yosir agacheles mi al bigdai lo chayesh velo yitzterech la asuye raya. So it says, really, the chiddush of Rabbe was not that a big of a chiddush, because he doesn't want to remove it. Ela sheloi toimar keivan shemaniach al bigdai hu shoy seik. Just as not to say that since he left on his clothes and he was not protesting, im kein data yevesh poter da ashkechan afilu bemetzav likro yad chayev. Therefore, you can say that his intention was to exempt the damager, since we found that even in a case when he is metzave, even if he is saying that you should really do so. So this is something in common between the two cases, that as krakasusi, I'm commanding you to do so, and in the other case he is living there. And it is as if he is saying, I want to exempt you from this thing. Okay, so just before we finish off this piece, let me just make one side point about the initial the yuk of Toisfes, which I saw in the Maharsha that it is questioned and really answered. From the end of the Gemara, I initially wanted to reason... let me tell you just again as a summary the basic assumptions. So there are three times two cases. Two basic cases is like an information that yes you can cause the damage, like in an instant, like a flash, like a point in the time, and the other is extended in time. You still can. It's an extended. So point like and an extended. And reason dictates that if you say for an extended time that you can cause me damage, then it seems to be that now in such a case you are actually allowing me. You say, yes you can, just like in the point now. Okay, so maybe in this case there is more reason to think that there's a hidden agenda, that yes you can and I will hire you. But I said, yes, you can. Maybe this is more like the case that I said, you can and I won't obligate you, which is stipulating, which we saw that is possible in one case. But this is, so all the way, this is the comparison that we do on three levels. Three levels are Liboy. Liboy is an exception, because if you put the burning coal on his heart and he doesn't protest, at the end he will be deaf and he won't be able to claim it back. This was the original Svara of Rashi. Second level on Al Besoroi, which is the same as Al Einai. He puts it on another part of body which is possible to leave, then possible to reclaim. According to Rashi's rule, you can reclaim and you will reclaim. But Taisfes proves, and this is the same, by the way, as Einoi. Sima es Einoi. You say, yes, just blind me. You can. If you say it in a point-like way, then he is Mechayev. If you say it in an extended way, he's not Mechayev. It is not able to be Mechayev. So this was the Taisfes' basic point, that from here you see that, yes, indeed, there is a difference between pointless allowance of damaging and extended in a time. So you see that there is a difference. And he wants to say, same should hold true, even in the case of the clothes. So let's just start at one side point in the Diuk of the Toisfes. How do we know that this is indeed the case in the case of Besoroi or Einoi? We have the Mishnah, Sime es Einoi, he will be Chayev. How does Toisfes know that according to Rabbi at least, by Al-Besoroi is Potur? How does he know? He knows because of Adik, because Rabbi said Big Dai and not Besoroi. Maharsha says, I thought the same as well. You can make the Diuk the other way. You can make the Diuk from the other part. And then you get the opposite result. Now what? You like this Diuk better, Maharsha likes this Diuk better because of the Gemara ending. He brings a proof, which I don't go into. And I like this proof because reasoning of Rashi. I fall back to Rashi. Maybe this is not so good, but it's very simple to understand. Because Rashi said that once you died, you cannot claim back anything anymore. Therefore, it's not possible. Therefore, if Rabbi said... this is a bigger chiddush. If Rabba just goes like Rashi's rule, then he will say, according to Rashi's rule, this makes sense. What does Rashi say? If you don't have Rabba, you just have Rashi. What does Rashi say? You claim back if you can claim back. Al Besoroi, Chayev. It should be Chayev. So now from the fact that the Rabbi did not say Al Besoroi Chayev, you learn that this is not true. Al Besoroi Potur. I'm not so sure about it. But anyway, there is was the question. So let's see again. The end, what was the answer? So why is it so? If you have the reasoning by Albe Soroy, by a body part you have, that there is a difference between extended allowance and short allowance. Short allowance, you can be mechayev. Sime Seinai. Extended allowance, you cannot be mechayev. Yeah, because he was not protesting. He was soivil. He was suffering all the pains. It's very interesting that it always happens. What we are speaking about today, I was by doctor and I was suffering the pains. But anyway, in such a case, if I was suffering the pains and not protesting, this is an open sign of he wants to exempt the other party of damaging, which is not the case by clothes, because burning the coal by clothes, either if the clothes are so thick that it doesn't hurt you, or the clothes are not at all on your body, just laid down on the table. Either way, these cases, you are not suffering any pains, therefore there is no distinction between the two. And I think this is what Taisus wants to say here. He says, V'yishloimar d'hapshitole d'me albesor yosi raga cheles v'yalvedo l'chayesh. Yes, this is the thing. It's the way of the world. This is the basic approach. If you have something burning on your body, then you remove it. This is the way to do. If you don't do, then this makes a whole big difference. Which cannot be told if something is put on your clothes. He doesn't feel. I think chayesh here means feel. He doesn't feel the pain so much. So therefore, no further proof is needed. Once you know that even for a single point in the time you allowed and you were chayev, then it follows automatically. Not like in the case of Besor. In Besor it doesn't follow and it doesn't hold, by the way. Now it follows and you don't need a proof. Why you don't need a proof? Because it's the one and the same case. No need to make the distinction. No distinction in principle. In principle, you have the distinction. It's not the same that you say, okay, do what you want to do. The doctor told me today, you come back to me after 3 weeks and we do the same. I did not want to tell him, but it was on my tongue to say that, okay, so now I have a good motivation to come back in 3 weeks. Baruch Hashem, people are forgetting their pains and come back to the doctor after 3 weeks of forgetfulness. And so when the guy said in our example, you can blind my eyes, sure, for sure he did not know what does it like. What does it feel like to bite his eye? He left the coal, the burning coal on his body, but he knew already and he left. So it is not the same case. But you can tell the same in the case of clothes. The clothes is different. The clothes, you can say, rip my clothes, and you see, rip my clothes by burning clothes, burn my clothes, yes, and I watch it, no difference to me. General people who doesn't have so much of a psychological, spiritual connection to their clothes, that just by watching them burning causes them pain. Okay, so if not this is the case, if you're speaking about general people, then this is true, then burning your clothes does not feel indeed the same way than burning your own body. Therefore, the basic assumption is that he will remove from his body, but not from his clothes. Therefore, no further proof is needed. Hello? Therefore, rather, what was the problem? What did Rabbe indeed add? Sheloi toimar, so that people should not say, kivan shemoniach al bigdoi vehu shoisek, imkein datei heve sheipoter. So what is this? Since he leaves the colon, the garment. He doesn't remove. No. The damager put the colon, and the other party just silent. If so, that I have a shei poter. You should not say this. You should not say this. Shalai Taimar. You should not say this. I don't know what is Elai Shalai Taimar, but I think Shalai Taimar, here it means that you should not say that this is a further. Maybe this was Rabba's Chiddush. Maybe this is something that I think Rabba could answer back to Rava. Rava wanted to say that nothing follows from nothing new. You didn't have what we don't know already from our Mishnah. Rava says, yeah, you're right. Nothing. This is not really new. This is just some external information. Basically, you can deduce it, but still, there is a slight half a minute to say that, even so, people could say that, okay, leaving there, not feeling pain, just leaving there, not by feeling pain as in the case of the Besorah, of his own body, which is certainly a stronger case. Still, there is place to say that, yes, you are leaving for a longer time could always be considered as a sign of allowance, as in contrast with living on a smaller time. This puts the call, this is silent. You should not say that he left there as a sign of allowance in order to exempt him from any payment. And this already seems like Rove, who said, we found even by Metzaveh. Okay, the case of Metzaveh is somewhat of reverse logic. Why? He's Metzaveh. Metzaveh, I command you, this does not sound like this. This is, you have to see this into the words. What was the Lashon of the Gemara was, Kera Kesusi, reap my garments. This is Lashon Tzivui, this is imperative. You should do this. Please do this. This is Data Yoyashay Potter. This is Rove speaking here. Rove says, Rabbi, you didn't add nothing. Nothing you didn't add. Because if even this does not count as an allowance that he says directly, you should do this. Oh, thank you. Now you're Chayev. If this is the case, then for sure, there is nothing really special about saying that leaving a burning coal. So one is an imperative, you should do this. Another is just leaving. Yeah, do as you want. Do as you want. Which one is the stronger? Metzaveh, for sure, is the stronger. So therefore, there is a Kal v'chomer. It says, it is not the case, as originally we wanted to say, I think, the opposite. Or maybe not the opposite, but we wanted to say that. Okay, the opposite, maybe, yeah. If you leave it there for a longer time, then this is allowance. No, and for a shorter time, it's not allowance. Yes, but shorter time now is not this. Sime es einai is short allowance, is weak. But cry esksusi, if you read it as imperative and not you can cry esksusi, you can rip my clothes, which I don't, I'm not sure, maybe you can read it into it, I'm not sure. But Tosfos says that it is imperative, and from imperative it follows that even leaving, even for a longer time, follows. Therefore, at the end, we say like Rava, Tosfos doesn't hold like Rava anymore, like protecting the one who had the lower hand. So to say, so it's like Rove, and Rove said, this is a Kal v'chomer. You say, you should do it, therefore, this is imperative, and even imperative you can claim, therefore all the more so you should claim, you should be able to claim the case when there is no imperative, just a longer, no matter how long, acceptance, which is shtika kahoda, which is silence.